under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Tuesday, November 25th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us in this time slot every Tuesday is Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Long time no talk. Brother, I have missed you so much. It's amazing how addicted I am to my sponsors and talking with you guys on a weekly basis. And you sent me a flyer, really a cool flyer that you guys put together. And this event, did it already happen or is it happening? The one where the Yuengling, if that's the correct way of saying it, the beer dinner. Is that something already took place or something you're getting ready to do?
Yeah, we did do it already, and I am super glad to be back. And it's ironic today that we're back because 5 years ago today was the day before Thanksgiving that the Iron Pig opened back up against the health department's emergency orders shutting restaurants back down again. So yes. Today is the day that we were served with that official cease and desist order from the health department that began the long drama that we're hoping to finalize next month down in the Court of Appeals in Lansing. So it's ironic that we're finally back today. I love that I get to talk to you this morning about it. And yes, unfortunately, the Yuengling beer dinner that we did has gone and passed, but now we're moving on to Thanksgiving and to Christmas and all that other stuff.
Yes, absolutely. I looked this menu over and it was like, man, I wish I could have been there because that was an awesome event. One of the things that I think that's very timely as well is you mentioned getting official court notice as to what's happening with the lawsuit. I want to get into that in a little bit. But also things happening for Thanksgiving about the food and beverages availability, the different things that you're going to be doing as we head into Thanksgiving on Thursday. But most importantly, I want to talk today also about gift certificates. I just mentioned the gift certificates over at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, and I know you guys have gift certificates as well.
Yeah, we do. That's one of our big deals, of course. You know, everybody loves a gift card. You know, you can buy a $5, $10, $50, and we have a lot of people that buy $100, $200 gift cards this time of year because of the specials that we do. The one we're running this year is essentially you get a dollar, you know, 10% back. So if you buy, say, a $50 gift card, you get an additional $5. You buy a $100 gift card, you get an additional $10. We're also doing a ton of other specials. We're doing gift pack sets for our barbecue sauce and rubs. We're also doing a gift pack set for our new bourbon. So both blends of bourbon, if you purchase a bottle of each, the small batch and the single barrel, You get a free tasting glass, which is a $15 off value. Logoed Iron Pig glass. What else are we running? Gosh, I think we're doing like buy three barbecue sauces, get one free. Right now, all of our apparel on our website, ironpigmerch.com, is 15% off. Drop shipping is available. We always try and bust out the deals this time of year. We know everybody's looking for a good deal, and we always try to offer them.
Well, and the other thing that is so special about what you do, I've had so many people downstate say that they've listened to the show on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, TuneIn app, whatever, and they said, you know, next time we go up I-75, going maybe to the UP or wherever they're going, let's stop in Gaylord. You know, and let's try the Iron Pig. And so many people have said, man, thank you so much for having him as a sponsor and telling us about it. We tried it. It was phenomenal barbecue. It was just, it was great experience. And, you know, it's things like that that people don't appreciate. What you guys do is so unique compared to other type of barbecue and smokehouses around the state, wherever they go. But yours is special, and we're going to talk about that in the after the break. One other thing, I got a text message. They wanted to know about parties and being able to schedule parties there. So got text messages coming in. If you have a question for Ian, text me, 231-360-5140. I'll be sure to get it into the show. We'll take a short break. Word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Thank you.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Ian, about that text message, I did a follow-up with him during the break, and Joe says that he's looking for possibly a way to have a family gathering, get-together for the holidays. And would this be something that you would be able to do, accommodate at the downtown location or the new south location?
Probably either one, depending on the size. You know, our lower dining room at our new location has become a real popular spot to do smaller, more intimate dinners. The Ying Yuling beer dinner you mentioned earlier, that's where we did that. The bourbon tasting that you attended, we also did that there. So it just kind of depends on the size of the party. Graduation parties, we would probably do downtown because they're slightly bigger. But yeah, we're actually booking out that lower dining room a lot for Christmas parties for this season. Birthday parties, retirement parties, you know, unfortunate circumstances like celebration of life events. We've done a few of those already. So, yeah, absolutely, we have the space.
Excellent, excellent. So would you want them to call either location, or would you want them to do that on the website?
They can do either. So the phone number at the South End location is 989-448-2070, and you can ask for Ben. That's our chef. He's the one that handles all of that stuff. Or you can log on to ironpigsmoke.com, and you can see all the options for catering, and you can also simply fill out a form for event space there as well. Super easy. Goes right to Ben as well. He'll give you a call, figure out a couple of things, give you some pricing. Super easy. Very simple to do, as we like to try and keep it.
Right, absolutely. And one other thing that is a follow-up to that, there are certain days of the week that you historically already know are better, high traffic, other days that are a little slower. If it's not necessarily that they have to do this on a weekend, you can definitely probably accommodate them a lot better during the week, as opposed to a Friday, Saturday situation?
Generally speaking, yeah, but I don't like to say no.
Right.
Even though on this day 5 years ago, I definitely did say a big old no, but I don't like to say no to anybody.
Right, so, other than the health department.
other than the health department, the liquor commission, Department of Agriculture, anybody in government authority, yeah.
Yes, any other ABC agency you can think of. Well, speaking of that, let's get an update and announce again for those that may not have heard you last time. Give us a status report. What's happening in the court system regarding your case?
Yeah, so speaking of no and generally just being a crazy person, for people that are tracking this, we defeated the state health department and had a 2253. That law is ruled unconstitutional. There's a very similar law, 2453, that enables the local health director in any jurisdiction, so your county, or like we have a four-county conglomerate up here, they're the ones that actually served me with a cease and desist 5 years ago, which is our toehold on this entire case has been that document that they served me 5 years ago today. So what we sought 2 years ago now was to knock down that local statute, to take that power away from Lisa Peacock as the gal at the time. She went above and beyond the state rulings and extended mask mandates, extended these things. So we took away her power. That law is unconstitutional as well now. In that lawsuit with Judge Hunter a couple of years ago that ruled in our favor, we had six statutes that we brought before him, as he actually had requested in the previous ruling where we defeated the state health department. He didn't address five statutes. He addressed the one, knocked it out, and said this is also unconstitutional because of the state issue. Five other statutes that have very similar language as the unconstitutional laws, we decided to appeal because Hunter didn't address those. And this is why I say I'm a crazy person. Who appeals their own win? Well, we're
right.
Appealing... Yeah, we are appealing those five statutes that he didn't look at. Now, December 10th, finally, 2+ years after this ruling from Judge Hunter now, We finally get our day in the Court of Appeals down in Lansing, December 10th at 11 a.m. There, we will make our argument, similar to we did in front of Judge Hunter, that these five statutes contain very ambiguous language that anybody seeking more power, like we saw during 2020, can use and extrapolate certain things from this very ambiguous language. And this is the conversation I'm having with anybody that's running for governor, AGs, all of these things. All these legislators need to know, when you write a law, we need to make them more specific. They need to have a little bit more intent behind them, except for saying the health director may limit the gathering of people for any purpose and may establish procedures. I always say this, that simple two sentences out of a one-page law gave the state health director, local health directors, the wherewithal to do sign-in sheets, six-foot distancing, masking, school mask mandates, you know, only 12 people from your pod during Thanksgiving, since we're coming up on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
You know, all of those crazy rules were derived from those two sentences. The health director may limit the gathering of people for any purpose and may establish procedures. These were health laws that were written back in the 70s, 50 years ago. They have never been used in the manner that they were used in 2020. I seek to make sure that that doesn't happen again.
Ever again. It's funny
ever
because
again.
Last night, before we go to bed, Vicky and I like to laugh, and we watch reruns of Last Man Standing, Mike Baxter, Outdoor Man. And the episode last night was them all getting together for a basically a celebration of life. Mandy was pregnant, and they were doing a baby shower on Skype. And they are all locked down in their various houses. You know, Ed, the owner of Outdoor Man, was at his mansion, and we had, you know, the neighbors and all these family members all separated, Skyping in together, and they were wearing masks during the episode in the store. And it brought back memories of you, and it's funny that today's the five-year anniversary of you ignoring that and staying open, risk it for the brisket, challenging the governor, challenging the health department. And I watched this episode last night, and it was so funny. Mike Baxter said at the end of the vlog he does for Outdoor Man, God willing, we will never have to deal with this ever again. And basically, you just said it. You're doing this. You're fighting this fight. You're appealing your own victory, basically, to challenge the other components of the law so that we never have to do this again. Because I said to Vicky last night, God, I hope to God we never go through that ever again. And if you know what, if we do get another China virus or whatever, I'm not doing it. I'm not participating. I'm going to join you in what you did, where you showed leadership and kept the restaurant open, basically to pay your bills and to pay your staff and to make your mortgage payments and all the rent payments that you did. You did it to keep your business open. I'm joining you, brother. If it ever happens again, I'm ignoring everything. I'm not going to participate in any way, shape, or form. And I hope and pray to God everybody joins us. But you've been the champion, man. You led that effort for us.
Yeah, I would like to thank you for that. I appreciate you saying that. The thing is that, you know, I wish, of course, more people had done it. I certainly did not do it, you know, as a marketing ploy, as so many people had tried to challenge me on. If I had, I'd be a marketing genius.
Yeah.
You know, our business has exploded. You know, we've launched a bourbon brand. We've got a second location, looking at a third location now. You know, I mean, so this is what happens when you stand up for your principles. And I think so many people have seen that now. And what's interesting, going back, looking, you know, at the Facebook post that I posted announcing that we were going to remain open, so many people had so many positive comments, but also so many people were out there saying, how could you do this? You're putting our family, our community in danger. And we now know that just none of that was true. The health department had to admit into the record that not even a single case of contact tracing, let alone a positive case, came from the Iron Pig ever once during the whole thing. So it just, the whole thing flies in the face of what we know to be true. But what disappoints me most is looking back on the comments from this day 5 years ago. There were so many people that used the idea of societal pressure and peer pressure to get people to fall in compliance. That's the part that really bums me out, and that's the part that I hope people really go back and reflect on, whether you were one of those people saying bad things and have seen the light, or if you're one of those people that saw it all along, just remember that they will try it again, whether it's in the form of a health emergency or not. The way peer pressure was used to get your family and your friends and business owners to fall in line was wild. And you need to be reminded of that, because it can happen again. And that's how it happens so swiftly, as everybody just bought into it nearly overnight. And everybody that dared to question, like I've been taught as a kid,
yeah,
we were demonized. I'm still being demonized to this point. You'll see people next month that are going to say, oh, this guy, he's still at it. He's still complaining about this. Yeah, you're damn right I am.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know what they did is they used that tactic, false evidence appearing real, which is the acronym for fear. They played on fear to get people to comply with their unconstitutional mandates, executive orders, whatever. And like you said, you're going to change it. I hope you prevail. I hope this doesn't have to go all the way to the Michigan Supreme Court, but hopefully, you know, justice will prevail and they'll do the right thing next month. I want to wrap up real quick. What's going on for Thanksgiving? What do you want people to know?
Yeah, great. Thanks for asking. Thanksgiving, kind of since the pandemic, we've been open every Thanksgiving, limited hours, 11 to 4, both locations this year. One thing we're doing a little bit different is we're actually going to do a Thanksgiving Day buffet. I think it's $15 or something like that. All you can eat. We'll have a regular menu as well. So if you want to, if you're in the area visiting family and you want to try the brisket, we will have brisket available. But 11 to 4, both locations. We also are doing meal kits, Thanksgiving Day meal kits for $15 as well. You can purchase those online. Those can be picked up tomorrow afternoon or even Thursday, the day of. You can get those hot or cold, ready to go. So you can sneak in some Iron Pig Thanksgiving smoked turkey to your turkey dinner if you want to, or let us do the whole thing. But that's usually what we do for Thanksgiving, and this year we'll have both locations open again, 11 to 4. If you are coming to the new location, I do recommend reservations every time we do a buffet on a holiday. We are extremely busy, and reservations are always recommended. You can do that at ironpigsmoke.com as well.
On the website as well. All of it actually can be done on the website.
Yep.
Okay, yep. Very cool.
We try to make it as simple as possible.
Well, the other component, like you say, it's tough to find a place that's even open on Thanksgiving Day, even though it's food and people got to eat. Well, everybody cooks at home. No, that's not necessarily the case. And if it's a couple, elderly couple especially, why go to the bother of a, you know, 8 or 10 pound turkey with stuffing and all the right fixings that go along with it? So much easier to come down to the buffet or, you know, like you say, get an order to go and go home and just heat it up in the microwave.